Let me ask you something about something the Attorney General said recently. He was giving a speech to Northwestern University Law School, and he was suggesting, he said, you know, people are arguing that for some reason the president needs to get permission from a federal court before taking action against a U.S. citizen overseas who's an operational leader in al-Qaeda. He said that's just not accurate, that due process and judicial process are not one and the same. Do you have, and this is creating quite a stir, do you have any problem with that? Do you understand what that means exactly?
No, I don't, but I do know this. The American citizens have been killed overseas who are terrorists, and frankly, if anyone in the world deserved to be killed, those three did deserve to be killed.
And these are the three that were killed in Yemen, and I understand that, but just are you slightly uncomfortable with the idea that the United States president, whoever it may be, can decide that this or that U.S. citizen living abroad is a threat to national security and kill them?
Well, I don't know what the Attorney General meant by saying that. I'd have to study it a little bit. I've never heard that term before. But I think the process is in play. I think it's one that I think we can live with. And I think with the international war on terror that's going on now, we're going to have to make sure that we have the tools to get some of these people who are very bad and comply with American law.
And you think that the president should be able to make that decision in conjunction with the folks in the administration without going to a court, without going to you all, anything?
There is a war going on. There's no question about that. He's the commander in chief, and there's been guidelines set, and if he follows those, I think he should be able to do it.